Line House District, and the first speaker for that group is Ms. Anderson, Tammy Anderson.
Hi, guys. I'm Tammy Anderson, and it would be safe to say that I'm not a politician, okay? I have been very involved in our community. I don't believe in status quo that the politicians have been giving us for such a long period of time. I think it's time that we stepped up and we made a difference. So the first thing I would say, why am I getting involved in politics if I'm not a politician? Well, I have four kids that go to public school in Dunwoody. We moved to Dunwoody specifically for the school. And I'm very proud of the fact that anytime something has come up in our community that I felt was worthwhile or important, I've stepped up and gotten involved. It started when a freshman senator, Dan Weber, said, hey, what do you think about the idea if we start a city, if we gain local control of our community? I was at the first meeting where he introduced it, and I was one of the first people on the original executive board for Citizens for Dunwoody. Then I stepped up and I chaired the charter committee that wrote the City of Dunwoody charter. And then I stepped back for a while because there were other things that were more concerning to me, including the schools. The schools have been such a passion for me because my children all go there, and our children are our future. We don't have the schools in place in order to give them the fundamentals that they need for an international economy, which is what we're facing, then we don't have anything. So I think that the most important thing that we can do is focus on our schools and gain local control of our schools. In the coming years, I think that there are other things that are definitely concerning Georgia and that we're going to have to look at, including transportation, energy, taxes. All of these things all play together and are very important, but if we don't have a foundation that sets us apart, I don't know what we're going to do. So if we can get those things in line, then we can focus on the things that are really important to us. I believe in zero-based budgeting because I think there should be accountability. I think that you have to justify where our money's going and where you're spending it, not only on a state level, but a county level and a school level. And so far, we haven't had a lot of accountability from anybody on those things. So the problems in Dunwoody aren't unique as far as the schools go. Gwinnett has been suing their charter schools. Milton is trying to get out from under Fulton County. We need to take a look at the county-centric way we do schools right now and step back and go, is it working for us? You know, I listened to Jim say that he thought that there were too many school districts. I disagree. I think the school districts are so big that they don't represent the populations that they're there to serve. I think that we need to step back and pass legislation that eliminates the line, there will be no new independent school districts created. If an independent school district is what your community needs, then that's where you should go. I think that we look at taxes, and we focus on taxes and making sure that we don't raise people's property taxes. I love what Fran Miller did by freezing the assessments on them. And I know in the last legislative session that they just passed the ability for people to go in and challenge how much their property values are. And in this economy, that's so important. The problem that they've had is that there's no consistency on how it goes. That legislation made it possible. So what I want to see is a more common sense approach where people actually step back and they go, does that make sense for our community? And legislatively, can we change it if it doesn't make sense for our community? So I'd like to ask you for your vote on July 20th to help me do those things. Thanks, guys.